Gus Bradley and John Fox postgame at Mile High. The Jaguars fall to 0-6. Quite an effort for the Jags, but a 35-19 loss to the Denver Broncos on Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen, JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. This had a really good feel about it, just not did the final result.
Yeah, know? I mean, it did. It felt good. And I mean, hey, I understand that this team is 0-6 now, but, you know, and it's a bottom-line business. I get all that. But it just felt better. I thought the team finally played together as a team, and it's also an entertainment industry. You know, and this game was entertaining from the beginning almost to the very end. So, I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed calling the game.
Let's get into this game at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Peyton Manning threw two touchdowns in the first quarter. One of those drives started on a short field after a failed fake punt. The other drive extended on an Andre Branch unsportsmanlike conduct penalty after the Jags D got off the field after a third down. Jags pass rush bothered Manning's rhythm early and often. With less than a minute to play in the first half, Manning intercepted by Paul Posluszny. And look at the wheels. This seventh-year linebacker took it 59 yards for his first career touchdown. 14-12 Broncos lead at halftime. With Cecil Shorts the third out on the opening drive of the game with a shoulder injury, Justin Blackmon stepped up with a huge day. 20 targets, 14 receptions, tied for the third most in a game in franchise history. Big yardage for Blackmon, too. More on him in a moment. Third quarter, Manning used a mix of run and pass, moved the Broncos 80 yards and 8 plays for a Moreno touchdown. The Jags answered with a nice drive of their own. Maurice Jones-Drew made the score 21-19. Early in the fourth, Manning fumbled a snap deep in the red zone, recovered by Mike Harris. Chad Henne intercepted on the next drive, and off that interception, Moreno scored from 3 yards out, his third rushing score of the second half, and the Broncos took the 35-19 win over the Jaguars. You know, as you just mentioned, though, Jeff, it was good to see this team in the place to make some plays, and they did make some plays.
Well, and the guy that made a ton of plays was Justin Blackmon. Yeah. I mean, what a game that he had. 14 catches for 190 yards. And talking to Uche Nwaneri at the conclusion of that game, he used the term manster for Justin Blackmon. I mean, what a great term. And he got these yards and catches without Cecil Shorts. I think that's probably the most impressive thing. But the least impressive thing, to take a little shot at the Broncos here, Jack Del Rio didn't adjust. I mean, you've got an offense that's without a great weapon in Cecil Shorts, and you don't roll the coverage to Justin Blackmon. Kind of surprising.
14 receptions, that's tied for the third most in a single game in franchise history. 190 yards, that's the fifth best day in franchise history. Play calling a little different.
Loved it.
Fake punt on the first drive of the game, deep in your own territory. Some balls down the field on offense and a different look for this team.
Oh, and I think a lot of people say, well, why would you do that? I mean, hey, you're 0-5. You know, what do you got to lose? And I think it creates an attitude amongst the team. I like the fake punt going for it there. I think before the end of the half when Paul Posluszny had the pick six, going for two there, to go into the locker room to tie it up, going for it on fourth down. You know, hey, look, you're playing the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning at their place. Why not be aggressive? I liked it.
There were a few mistakes, some missed opportunities in this game, too. We mentioned the Andre Branch penalty, the taunting penalty.
I got my list here. Do we want me to go ahead?
I don't know if we need to go through all that. Well, you're a list taker.
I think there were some lost opportunities. And the 3rd and 20, what a great opportunity to get off the field, and you don't make the play. And that great play design. We're actually going to look at this play tonight on Jaguars All Access. But also the Andre Branch, he had the taunting penalty by Josh Evans. You had some lost opportunities at making interceptions. You had an issue with a snap on a field goal opportunity. So, I mean, these are all things that you can get better at, and I think they're easily correctable. So, I mean, that's a good sign.
Chad Henne had 303 yards passing, had a couple of interceptions in the game, three. One was a two-point conversion play.
Doesn't count.
And Gus Bradley said in his press conference today that Chad Henne will be the starter this week because of Blaine Gabbert's injury moving forward. What does this all mean?
Well, I think that whether Blaine Gabbert was ready to go or not, I think Chad Henne has earned the right to play this week. And I think he had a very solid game on the road against the Denver Broncos football team. That's a tough matchup. You know, but I thought he was solid. I mean, there were some things that were missed by him too, but overall solid. And I think the offense, you can tell. And 2 weeks ago in St. Louis, or I guess it would be 8 days ago in St. Louis, I thought it got better, and I thought it got better against the Denver Broncos in Denver.
Time to hear from the Ozone, Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, the day after the loss in Denver.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And a term heard after the Jaguars lost Sunday was moral victory. Understandable, considering the Jaguars entered heavy underdogs and played a lot better than anybody expected. But you know who didn't call it a moral victory? Jaguars players and coaches. And that's not just because pro athletes don't say things like that. The Jaguars did play their best game of the season Sunday. But the theme in the locker room wasn't nearly as much about progress and improvement as it was about the little mistakes that cost them a chance to win. An avoidable penalty here, a blown third down stop by the defense there, a costly interception a little further over there. The Jaguars left a lot of opportunities on the field Sunday. Now, I don't know that the Jaguars would have won had they cleaned up the mistakes they were talking about afterward. The Broncos may be the NFL's best team, and a victory in Denver was a tall order. But I do know they weren't just satisfied with progress. I know for sure they weren't talking moral victories. That makes you think that maybe the first real victory, the one they will talk about, isn't too far away.
Okay, Jeff, a little different all access today.
It is. We're going to have Gus Bradley's wife as well as David Caldwell, and we're going to talk about an upcoming event Thursday, Football 101, and also talk about being a coach and a GM's wife. And I'm sure it's not very easy at 0-6, but hey, we're going to talk about it.
And that'll be tonight at CBS 47 at 7 o'clock. TV's Brent Martineau is the host with Jeff Rogers. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.